Cato, Raceway Park in Shakopee, and Lou Fager's Racing Equipment in Delano. I'm Jason.
And I'm Dean, and we are on location at Brainerd International Raceway, and we are going to be talking road racing today. We've got guests waiting for us right away to talk about, and we're going to talk about all the other action going on here this week.
Well, let's bring in the champion right away. Tony Ave is with us. Tony, how are you?
Doing well.
You won the race last year. Tell me about that race.
You know, last year here we learned that the surface is pretty abusive on the tires, and so we were on pole by a fair amount, and then once we were about 10 laps in, we were quite a bit, you know, we were slowing down quite a bit, so everybody else had the same issue, so we learned then, you know, you just got to kind of save your tires and be really smooth here, and that's kind of the plan for this year, too.
Well, the thing is, you're running a doubleheader, and you're running more miles this year.
That's right. So you just have to be that bit more conservative. And we've worked on our stuff to help with that. And hopefully we did the right things.
Okay. And then you've had some practice time. How'd practice go?
Practice has gone really well for us. We didn't have to run this morning. We learned what we needed to learn yesterday. And, you know, we're sitting there ready for qualifying. Hopefully the rain holds off.
There we go. I'm flipping
the mic on.
Yeah, that always helps like that. Really a great season so far here. I mean, really, you couldn't ask for a better season the way things are going with all the wins that you've had, too. And little problems in the last race, but, you know, sometimes those things happen even to a guy that's running a championship season.
Yeah, the first race we ended up running the whole race on seven cylinders and run third, and then the last race we kind of had everybody covered again and got a flat tire, limped around, finished fourth. So, but to be honest, last year and this year we've had so much good luck. When that happens, you're overdue. It's really not – there's no reason getting upset about it.
You know, with a chance of rain or possibly, I mean, there's a couple black clouds coming over. Really, that's not going to affect you at all, really. Is, I mean, you guys are used to running in the rain. I mean, Jason and I usually cover the circle tracks, and when the track gets wet, we usually quit racing. But you guys aren't really affected by that one. Does it really change your strategy a little bit? Do you just take maybe a little bit into the corner maybe if the weather is a little bit questionable?
You know, we put a rain setup on and stuff, and for me, racing in the rain, usually you're more conservative here because of the tire wear issues when it's dry. If it's a rain race, I can be more aggressive in the rain because I don't have to worry as much about that. But I enjoy racing in the rain a lot. You know, it just there's a lot of variables, though. You can make mistakes a lot easier.
We were talking beforehand, Jason and I were, about the start of the race. Basically, you take there's a series of lefts and rights right away. Is there an advantage or any kind of advantage at the start of the race to try and get down or get up or get around somebody on the opening lap?
You know what? In a 100-mile race, really all you can do is lose the race in the first couple corners, you know, trying to be too brave. Frankly, if you're smart, you'll just sort of set in line and then run the first 40 or 50 miles and just kind of conserve your stuff and then race later. If there's an easy position to be had, you go for it. But having said that, invariably, somebody always thinks or doesn't think, you know, and there's usually some carbon fiber flying around in the first corner. So my strategy is, if we're fortunate enough to qualify up front, I usually try to go really hard the first couple laps just to be away from that. But, I mean, you know, anybody can be caught sleeping. At Utah, I was on pole and was almost third after the first corner because I was too worried about blocking one guy and two other guys got by. So anything can happen on the starts for sure.
One of the other things with this season is the TA2 class is now running with you, too. So it's nice to see more cars on the track, too. Obviously, they're different speed range and stuff like that. So that makes you a little more of a challenge. So working some lap traffic, too, doesn't it, this year?
Yeah, it does. To be honest, any road racing series these days, to get the car counts where you want them, you have to have more than one class. It's pretty much everywhere. It's like that. Our car counts in Trans Am are actually better than Daytona prototypes and in the American Le Mans series. It's just that they have added a lot of classes. So we've done that, and the TA2 thing we're really excited about. There's a big move afoot by a lot of those guys. I think you'll see at least twice, maybe three times those number of cars next year as the guys are getting ready. And but as far as dealing with them in traffic, I think it's a good thing. If you're behind, you can use it to your advantage. If you're ahead, you try to hold off until passing them in such a point where the guy right behind you now has to deal with them. So I think it's a good thing, actually.
Tony, I have to ask you, we're up here at Brainerd International Raceway at the road course where the Trans Am Series race is coming up this afternoon here in Brainerd. Tony, I've got to ask you, we've had some Twitter wars in the last year or so because I call you a Minnesota native, and people have taken offense to that, especially people in Wisconsin who say, no, he grew up in Wisconsin. So set the record straight. Where were you born?
I was born in Duluth, Minnesota.
See, there we go. That's all we need to know right there. But you did grow up in Wisconsin, though, right?
That's right. We lived on Woodland Avenue in Duluth, Minnesota, when my dad ran Helverson Equipment's factory snowmobile race team. And then we moved back to Hurley, Wisconsin, when I was about 3 or 4, I think. So went to school in Superior, Wisconsin, which might as well be Minnesota. And it's all kind of the same. We all talk the same up here. So,
where did you start your racing? Were you 3 years old racing in Minnesota, do you think?
It's possible. I won my first SCCA National here in Brainerd, so that counts. I won a lot of snowmobile races at the Brainerd Fairgrounds, too, so I definitely like racing up here.
Well, we love to have you up here, and congratulations on your win last year, and good luck today.
Thanks. We'll need it.
Tony Ave is with us, and also we have another racer here in the Trans Am Series. Amy Ruman is joining us all the way from Ohio. Amy, welcome.
Thanks. Thanks for having me.
What do you think about this race up here in Brainerd?
It's different. It's a different kind of style of track. It's definitely challenging, I think. And we're finally getting used to it a little bit. I got my times down this morning, so we were happy with a bunch of changes we made to the car yesterday. So I think it's going to be a good race. It's going to be interesting, that's for sure.
I just saw the practice sheet, and it looks like you were fastest in practice. That's pretty good.
Yeah, we were P1 this morning, and but Tony didn't go out, so I'll give him a little bit of props. But we were P2 in the combined from last night and this morning, so we were pretty happy with that. Like I said, we've just been working really hard to get set up. I've never been here, so you know, Tony has, and he had all last year to figure it out, and obviously he's had history here, so you know, we're behind the eight ball a little bit, but we got the whole race, 100 miles, to figure it out.
And you have tomorrow, too, so that makes an interesting weekend for you, doubleheader.
Yeah, hopefully everybody's equipment makes it. It's a lot of track time here, which is good, but we have to conserve everything and be sure not to melt anything down, you know. So we'll see how today's race goes, and then, you know, at least you have 2 shots at a win, so that's what I'm aiming for.
How has your season gone so far this year?
We've had a up-and-down season. We had a third... And then we've had some mechanical issues. We were real fast at Trois-Rivières, and then some stupid suspension piece broke right at the beginning. But I think I had a lot for Tony that weekend, and unfortunately, you know, things haven't been going our way. We had a great season last year. I had like 3/3. I'm still trying to get past the third place mark. So hopefully, you know, I keep waiting for it to turn around. We had bad luck at Road America last weekend, and so hopefully this weekend I'll turn around.
We mentioned that you were fastest in practice. Now, were you working on a qualifying setup or a race setup in the practice, and you got fast time there?
Yeah,
or
actually,
what was
just
the game
overall setup at this point, just trying to get as fast as we possibly can and push the envelope in some of the corners. We can always come back on it, but definitely we got to try to get the car set up for qualifying, and then the race is a different story because you got to be there at the end. So we want to be as far as front and qualifying as we can, and then we want to have a balanced setup for the race. So it's kind of 2 different setups, but right now we're just focused on – I was just focused on learning the track still. So
yeah, really, how about do you do that, going to learn the track? Do you ride around with somebody, or do you follow somebody around?
I didn't get to ride around before we went out yesterday, but we had the test sessions and stuff, study the maps, and, you know, I try to follow people that have been here before and then just start getting my break points and my shift points, and that's what I focus on.
Lots of trees around there, so you can't really go, it's the fifth tree or
no,
whatever
no.
like that. You have to really kind of pick those carefully, don't you?
There aren't many spots to pick things out of here. It's kind of plain, so it's definitely different.
In the high-speed corners in 1 and 2, it's unlike some of the other racetracks that you've been at, hasn't it?
Yeah, I found that I was in the wrong spot after following a couple people, so that helped me out. And I still don't have that quite down yet. It's a confidence, you know, you got to figure out, because the pavement's so weird, and you don't really have a lot of grip here.
Amy Ruman is joining us, and I have to ask you this question because you're a very successful female racer. Do you have any words of wisdom for any young lady race fans as they start their career?
Just stick with it, you know. As long as you show up and run with everybody and you know, have confidence, you'll be fine. You know, most everybody's been pretty cool to me throughout the years. A few, not so much, but you just kind of ignore them. They just have you know, egotistical problems, if you will. The male ego is definitely, you have to finesse it. So, no, I mean, just stick with it. I don't come in here, you know, I'm like, oh, I'm the only girl. I don't ever think about that. Actually, more everyone else always thinks about it, and I don't. So everyone's like, how does it feel to be a woman? How does it feel to be a girl, female race car driver? You know, and I'm like, well, it just feels like me. I'm just Amy Ruman, and I just show up and drive, and that's what I do. I'm just like anybody else trying to go fast. And so they just, if they stick with it, I think they'll be all right.
You have lots of young fans, too. I know you guys have to get going. So good luck in the race today and tomorrow.
Thanks. Thanks for having us. Appreciate it.
You bet. Speed Talk on 1360 here on KRWC. Amy and Tony. We have the guy who won the race last year and actually first in practice yesterday.
Yeah.
And Tony Ave. And then we have first in practice today starting off the show, Amy Ruman.
So, well, what does KRWC stand for again?
Yeah. Race Winners Channel right here. Well, I thought it was radio for Wright County, but on Saturday mornings, it's
from
race
10 to 11.
Channel.
That's what it is. Yeah, definitely. We got a chance to walk around the pit area this morning. And it's always cool because Jason and I always like going to pits, walking around the pits before a race, on race day and such. And when you come to a road racing venue like BIR, there isn't a garage area or anything like that. All these great big haulers have these great big tents, and they work on their cars underneath the tents. And it's so cool. It's just kind of something that we're not used to seeing, and it's really neat. And it's really helpful for us, too, that on the tents, they have these little placards with all their names and numbers on there. So when we're trying to learn how some of these drivers are, we can just walk right up there, and we know exactly who it is. So that's a big plus to us.
Yeah, it is very open, and it's really fun to come up here to the road course. It's a lot different than our circle track stuff where we go to a grandstand and we sit in a seat. Up here, you have many options. You can go to any of the corners and sit anywhere you want. Matter of fact, last race, when I was up here last year, Bell and I went from corner to corner to corner. We sat in about seven different spots because, for one thing, I wanted to see them going 170 miles an hour going through number two and into number three. You know, that was really cool. And then I wanted to go over by the clover leaf. And then I wanted to go over by the start-finish line. And you can actually, I brought my car into the infield, and I drove from corner to corner. Or you could walk it and hoof it.
I walked it last year. I walked through the infield. I figured I need some exercise. I don't walk
enough.
And I was walking too, but I found one of the best places to watch is the crossover bridge because you could see a good portion of the racetrack. Unfortunately, though, it's kind of where one of the slower turns is, but it's a very precise turn right nearest to me. But I got a good view of the racetrack, and I can see nearly the entire racetrack, all the corners, from on top of the pedestrian bridge.
It is the 2.5-mile competition road course where they're racing today. 13 turns at the Brainerd International Raceway for the SCCA Trans Am Series. But we don't want to forget about the Playboy Mazda MX-5 Cup. They're racing here today as well. Matter of fact, there's racing all day long today and tomorrow. So it's a big deal. And it's not only on the road course. They also have the muscle car shootout here on the drag strip,
yeah,
too.
If you hear some noise in the background, it's probably because of the drag strip in action right behind us, too. We got a chance to talk to a lot of different drivers this morning, too. And talked to a lot of Trans Am drivers, and Jason, I think you're queuing up a interview that you had this morning, too. Who did you get a chance to visit with this morning?
Well, I got a chance to talk to a lot of different people, but first off, we have to go with the owner, you know? So we went with Denny Lamers is going to be our first interview. He's driving in the Trans Am Series.
Now with Denny Lamers, what do you think of BIR?
Well, it's my first time here. I did notice it's a little slick in some spots, but it looks like it could be fun. I think maybe this today sometime I'll get to learn this thing a little bit, and then we'll try and get fast.
Were you out here for practice yesterday?
We made one session. We got here a little bit late, but we made one. We made about 15 laps, and we'll get it figured out sometime today. Cliff, my other driver, is I'm here to have more fun than win a race, but Cliff is here to win the race, so my other team car, that is. So.
Cliff won at Road America. That was a big win.
That was his second one there, and he's a world-class driver. Hmm. They would make a mistake by calling him an amateur driver. He is. He's always been a pro. Just he's very quiet about it. So he's a very, very good race car driver. He and Tony will put on a pretty good show.
Hmm. What's your racing background?
Well, I started a little bit late. I started when I was 50. So. I've never driven anything but one of these cars.
Hmm.
So now we got some stock cars back at home and that kind of thing. And we've also won We won two national USAC Sprint Car Championships with Tony Elliott, Lamers Racing did. And we've won a national midget championship with Kevin Olson. And it's kind of funny. We had all open wheel cars for about 6 years. And then I got in one of these, and now we don't have any open wheel cars anymore, and we got nothing but these things. So, and these are 820 horse motors. They're fun cars to drive. I just wish I would have started when I was a little younger, but that's the way it goes. I'm having fun.
Well, it's great to see you up here in Brainerd, and good luck.
Okay, thank you.
That's Denny Lamers here on KRWC Speed Doc on 1360 as we are interviewing a bunch of the Trans Am Series drivers. And, you know, Denny was talking about his driver, Cliff, who has a chance to win here this weekend. Let's hear an interview with him right now.
Now we're down with Cliff Evan, and congratulations on the Road America win.
Thank you.
Yep. Well, tell us about that race. How'd you get up front?
Well, I ran second most of the race, and then Tony had some tire problems, and I think it was about 5-6 laps to go. Got by him, and that was it.
What'd you think when you saw him slowing down?
Well, I figured he was having problems, so I was happy.
Yep, that's for sure. And you have a lot of racing experience, too. You've raced a lot of years.
Yes. 35, I think.
Wow. What do you think of this place up in Brainerd?
The first time I've been here with the track redone. It's nice.
What's your favorite part so far?
Oh, gosh. Probably one and two there.
The real high speeds, like yeah. What about 160, 170 miles an hour, I suppose?
Yeah, yeah.
What are you looking for? What's your plan going into today? What the car feel like in practice?
Car feels good. Track's a little slippery. Just make it to the end, I guess.
Yep. Well, good luck.
Thank you.
It's Cliff Evan with us here on Speed Talk on 1360. It's neat because he's driving a Ford Mustang. And I tell you, there's also Jaguar XKRs here, and then quite a few Corvettes here. So they're not Pontiac Trans Am cars here, Dino.
No, they're not. No. It's interesting. Yeah, well, Pontiac doesn't exist legally anymore, too. Hey, a little interesting stat. I found out that Pontiac actually got the name from the SCCA in the Trans Am series, and they actually at one time were having to pay $5 for every Trans Am they sold to the SCCA because they were using the name.
Really?
Yeah, I saw that. And I thought, so, that was interesting. So anybody that owned one of those, somewhere along the line, $5 got put into racing there.
So
the
Road Course series started long before it was the car.
Actually, 1 year. I believe it started in 66,
oh, okay.
And the Trans Am hit the streets in 67. So I was doing a little research on that this week, too. So they thought, wow, that's a cool-sounding series. I think we'll use that for our cool muscle car, too. So it was kind of interesting.